The Riverdale girls taking on Stone Memorial and the Lady Panthers. We've got this game here for you tonight on News Radio WGNS. Happy to have you along with us this evening. And we can give you some scores of interest. The Oakland Lady Patriots at the half are leading at Bradley Central 20-19. 20-19, Oakland leading at the half. About ready to start the second half in that. We're going to give you as much information on that game during our broadcast of Riverdale Stone Memorial tonight. We are going to be on radio as soon as the Lady Raider broadcast finishes up. And the Lady Raiders were winners 74-48 over FAU earlier today. Just minutes ago, as a matter of fact. And also, we've got a state champion to talk about. So we're going to do that here in your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup when we return, as you listen in to the Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. When we come back after this three-minute timeout, we'll jump into that and talk all about what's going on tonight in girls' sectional play and boys' sectional play Monday. And girls' state starts this coming week. We hope to have lots of local flavor in that for Division I. We'll talk all about it when we come back. Here from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym, it's Riverdale and Stone Memorial tonight on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, fnbmt.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. That's why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler, so you can get back to when being on the move was carefree. March 20th through April 18th, earn up to $70 in mail-in rebates when you purchase four new qualifying Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Bud's Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Find out more at budstirepros.tn.com. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4/18/19. Void where prohibited.
Hey there, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on Church Street. We've got a great lesson program teaching piano, guitar, bass, drums. We've got a great repair technician for guitars on staff in Dan Mitchell. Dan's got over 10 years experience at Gibson Guitars. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, directly across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Carpets by Osborne.
Carpets by Osborne, with you every step of the way.
I'm Brad Bug.
And I'm Heather Guerin.
Inviting you to let Carpets by Osborne renew your home or office.
Carpets by Osborne is a family business.
We stand behind our work.
Carpets by Osborne specializes in commercial flooring and commercial projects.
Visit our spacious showroom at 1402 Northwest Broad Street.
Next to Tire World.
Or we are happy to come to you.
Carpets by Osborne.
Modern convenience, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Get a checkup at their on-site walk-in clinic. Let Dr. Chad Mills and Dr. Craig Buckner fill your prescriptions while you wait and while you browse the gift shop. Use the drive-thru or go next level, order refills with an app. Have medications packaged by dose for free, and Mills Family Pharmacy will deliver them straight to your home. Local service with modern convenience. Mills Family Pharmacy, open 6 days a week at the corner of 231 and Veterans Parkway.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-895-2700. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and set your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-900-0877.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wammer.
State Farm.
The Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
We are back at Riverdale High School as the Lady Warriors are gearing up to take on Stone Memorial. Time for your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue has quality, fresh, never frozen, pure meats. They smoke their meats the old-fashioned way, using real hickory wood on specially designed pits. From barbecue, smoked chicken, ribs, and their world-famous loaded baked potatoes, they're ready to feed your hungry family tonight. Rick's Barbecue, they are open on Warrior Drive, dine-in and drive-thru, Rick's Barbecue to go, right here in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. Update from Bradley Central. Bradley has taken a two-point lead, under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And an Oakland turnover gives Bradley the ball with the lead. And Oakland has led, John, as John Dinkins joins me courtside, for the most part in this particular game, although it's been a struggle and very low scoring in the third quarter. But Oakland hanging tough. There is a bit of bad news in that. And DeCoria Puckett has picked up four fouls, and that came at the 5:12 mark of the third. So with that, you know, somebody else for Oakland's going to have to step up. Nicole Eggero was playing with two fouls in the first half. So all of that together, a little foul trouble on the road for Oakland.
Yeah, and that's not good news because DeCoria Puckett does a lot of things for them, and particularly bringing the ball up the floor. And losing, if they lose her, and plus she's a very good defensive player, and that kind of limits her defensively.
So we'll keep you updated on what's going on out there with Oakland. If Oakland wins, they will be playing at the Murphy Center, and hopefully will be joining Riverdale as Riverdale takes on Stone Memorial. More on this game coming up in a moment. But we do want to highlight from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we have a state champion in girls basketball already. And PCA girls in Division II single A defeated CAK. That's the Christ Academy of Knoxville, 41-29, to claim their first state championship in the TSSAA. John, they've only been in TSSAA, a couple of years, and knew that they had a good team. Injury, to key player in the season, but they bounced back from that and put together a state championship year, which is pretty awesome for Tara James and PCA.
And sometimes when you have an injury like that, somebody steps up, they change a little bit the way they play, and that's what they did. They never really stumbled too much with that fact, and she was a really good player. But congratulations to them. That's great. And at such a young age or infancy of the program.
Oh, absolutely. So congrats to the PCA Lady Lions, state champions. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has provided local prep and MTSU athletes with expert orthopedic coverage for decades. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. When we come back, that Rick's Barbecue County Roundup continues. We'll talk about Riverdale Stone Memorial next. We'll take 2 minutes and be right back.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Someone sincerely asked me this question. Is funeral pre-planning really the right thing to do? My answer was plain and direct. How could planning for an inevitable happening in your life be a bad thing? We plan for college, health issues, retirement, and any other potential happening, so how could planning for something that we know will take place be a negative? You may have similar questions about your personal funeral needs. Please feel free to call me at 615-893-2422 for your answers.
Are you too nervous to go to the dentist? Numbers show us that about 1 in 3 won't go to the dentist because they're scared. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer, and I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years here in Murfreesboro. Our sedation dentistry will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's Dr. Jeff Farmer at 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
Sir Pizza.
Tuesdays are special at Sir Pizza. Buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for $2 when you dine in between 5 and 8 p.m. Or buy any pizza and get a second one of equal or less value for half price, carry out, and delivery. I'll see you at Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza, good to the very edge.
Serving since 1965 with the best pizza in Rutherford County.
Sir Pizza.
On Memorial Boulevard, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and on East Main Street.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting high school basketball in Rutherford County is our way of helping our local teams carry out their game plan. This is Southern Region President Andy Jakes. When it comes to buying or improving your home, we can help your family with those game plans too. From personal loans to a mortgage, our lending experts are with you every step of the way. Let us help you get your financial game plan together at any of our five area locations or wilsonbank.com. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We are back here. Another update from Bradley Central with 2 minutes to go in the game. Bradley Central 24, Oakland, or 25-24. Bradley leads Oakland by one. Bad news here now that Nicole Eggerow has picked up her fourth foul. So that's DeCoria Puckett and Nicole Eggerow with four fouls in that. As we give you a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in-game look. John Dinkins back here with me here as well.
You got any more good news?
Well, they only trail by one.
They're like the Grim Reaper right now.
That's the good news, but the foul situation is looking really rough there down at Bradley Central. John, before we talk about Riverdale and Stone Memorial, we've got yet another team that's playing for a right to play in the Blue Cross Basketball Championships, and the Eagleville girls tonight are at home. And they've got Clay County coming into to the Eagle's Nest tonight. And, man, I cannot imagine what that place is going to be like for the first time since the early 80s.
Oh, it's going to be just – it's going to be unbelievable. I told Chris Lentz this morning, if you're a restaurant, you need to stay open until about 8:30 tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to have a make a fortune after the game, because I think everybody from Eagleville and even – alumni will probably be there, a lot of that. So it's going to be an exciting time, and good luck to the Lady Eagles.
What did he tell you? It was 82 the last time?
81, 82, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That they were in the sub-state round. A chance to get to the Murphy Center for the Eagleville girls, and good luck to them tonight. We'll talk a lot about boys maybe in the post-game show, because that's coming up Monday. Here for Riverdale, John, the task ahead of them is a familiar one in the last several years, trying to get to the Murphy Center to play for their fourth state championship in a row, which is an awesome feat. And I think it would break a record if they were to do that and win it all. That was a record that at the time didn't know if it would ever be beaten in AAA by Shelbyville.
Yeah. And this, of course, is a must game. They've got to play well. And I don't know that they're really purring at 100% right now, but they're doing just enough to win games, and defensively they haven't missed a beat. But I would like to see a little bit more of that pure shooting that went on at Blackman in the third quarter.
I wonder if playing a different opponent might help that here tonight, playing somebody that you haven't seen two or three times at least all year. I mean, this is the second time they've met, but it was the first regular season game when Riverdale played Stone Memorial and beat them 83-52. I'm not saying that that's going to be a repeat of that, but at least it's been a long time ago.
Well, because of the weather, they had to play like three games back-to-back-to-back. And I think that was a little bit of it with Oakland the other night, why the jump shots weren't falling, because everybody's, you know, just a little bit tired. And sometimes when you're tired, that shot just doesn't come like it needs to. And I think that day off yesterday really helped. And I know they did probably a walkthrough and the shoot around, but nothing like they've had to do to play. So I think that day off is going to help them tonight.
Well, hopefully the case here, Stone Memorial comes in with a record of 23-6. And a lot of folks here in Murfreesboro are going to remember the name of the head coach. Mike Buck is the head coach of Stone Memorial. And Mike, of course, played his college basketball at Middle Tennessee and was a star at MTSU, and you know, and he's got a daughter that plays a sophomore, so he has been up at Stone Memorial in the Crossville area for a while, and just a really pretty awesome guy, to be honest with you.
He really is, and he'll have him ready. I mean, he's a really good coach, and evidently his daughter's in the starting lineup tonight, so she must be a pretty decent player herself. So we'll go from that. I know they're big. They've got some size, and that's something that, you know, Riverdale is not a huge team. They've got leapers, and they can jump, and they're very athletic, but they don't really have that big size that sometimes teams do. But Well, you better be ready to take on that Riverdale press, that's for sure.
Well, John, we want to send this message out here before we take a brief one-minute break. At the end of three quarters, it's Bradley Central 30, Oakland 27. 30-27, and fourth quarter coming up. So stay with us. We're going to take a one-minute break and come back here and get you ready for Riverdale and Stone Memorial, which is coming up next. 1 minute, we'll be right back.
I'm Attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So that good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent David Wilson at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Here to help life go right, State Farm Agent David Wilson, 893-9898. Riverdale girls are 29-1. John, they've had a lot of success in this round. If they've gotten to the state tournament, they have played in the state championship game. I mean, that's just been the history. I'm sure that luck will run out at some point. The luck will run out in this round at some point. But this is a strong enough Riverdale girls team that they've got the pieces together to make another run for a state title this year.
You know, since I've been doing actually the actual games with you, I don't know that I've only lost one championship game, I think, since I've been with you, 8 out of 9 years or something like that.
And that's one that they've lost.
Blackman and Riverdale together. And,
of course, Buddy Pate had a team that got to the championship game and lost to Warren County, but they've gotten two silver balls, but they've always gotten to the championship game if they've gotten to the Murphy Center, which is a pretty amazing statistic. Stone Memorial stands in the way tonight. You remember a few years ago, it seemed like it was Cumberland County every year. They dropped down in classification. But tonight, Stone Memorial, John, going to be a formidable opponent. You get to this round, you better be ready to play.
Yeah, you better be ready. I mean, you're not here unless you're good. That's really the case.
It's the state's final 16. We're going to whittle it down to the final eight. We're going to take our final break here and come back. Starting lineups are next, and the live play-by-play, Riverdale and Stone Memorial, coming up next.
Hey, this is Wayne Coldwell with Coldwell Properties, 615-900-0480. Are you holding on to a piece of property that you just don't use, or you've inherited a piece of property that you don't know what to do with? Maybe the property needs extensive renovation. The cost, the time, the money, you just don't have. Coldwell Properties can offer you a fair market price with a no-hassle process that will leave you with cash in your hand. Give us a call, Coldwell Properties, 615-900-0480.
The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, a locally owned and operated senior care community since 2009, offers the comforts of home with the care you need, giving you the peace of mind knowing your loved one is well cared for. The Waterford stands out, offering residents custom pricing, enabling families flexibility to choose only the care plan needed. The Waterford in Smyrna, assisted living and memory care, the comforts of home with the care you need. Schedule your tour or find more information at waterford-smyrna.com.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. If you're in the Blackman area, come by and check out our construction site. We're getting close to being ready for you. I can almost taste those fried dill pickles now. If you're out and about Murfreesboro and you get over in the Blackman area, please drive by and check out our newest location. It's under construction and we're getting close to being finished. It's at the corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road, Highway 96, right here in Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Time to get you your starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, and to also give you the live play-by-play story in this game, here's John.
Hi, Brian. First of all, for Stone Memorial, Alex Eldridge, number 5, will start at one of the guard spots, along with Emily Boyd, number 34. She's a senior as well, playing guard. Emma Camps, a junior, number 33, will be at forward, along with Tessa Miller, number 25, a sophomore forward. And running the point for Stone Memorial will be Maddie Buck, number 20, a sophomore point guard. And that's the coach's daughter, by the way. For Riverdale, it'll be Aislinn Hayes, a 5'8 senior point guard, number 11. Alasia Hayes, a 5'8 junior forward, wearing number 1. Number 3 is Acacia Hayes, 5'5 freshman guard. Jalen Holcomb, 23, a 5'8 a senior forward. And Caitlin Worley, number 55, a 6'2 junior center. So for Riverdale, it's Aislinn Hayes, Alasia Hayes, Acacia Hayes, and Holcomb and Worley. For Stone Memorial, it's Alex Eldridge, Emily Boyd, Emma Capps, Tessa Miller, and Maddie Bucks. And Brian, black and gold and white, similar to Vanderbilt, actually, Vanderbilt colors.
Right.
With a little bit more of accent with white with it. They're in the visiting uniforms tonight. And Riverdale in the cardinal and gold with the white uniforms tonight. And as they are being introduced. This is the game that, you know, really the pressure builds. I know there are other games that are pressure. But you got that one thing looking at you, staring you straight in the face, and that's Murphy Center.
Well, yeah.
And so far, Riverdale's done it every time they've had that opportunity.
Well, that's the thing about it. I mean, you get to this round, you faced elimination several times. You get to this round, you want to get to the Murphy Center, and this is the game that stands in the way.
So, in an earlier meeting, Riverdale had didn't have a lot of problem with Stone Memorial, but well, first week or two of the season, boy, things can change a lot.
Well, they won that game by 31. Yeah. Not saying they're going to win this one by 31. I would think Riverdale would be favored in this game. But I think a good, solid offensive game from Riverdale would really give them a boost, especially going into playing the state tournament next week.
Worley will be jumping against Tessa Miller. We've got this one underway, and the tip's controlled by Riverdale. It's Acacia Hayes with the basketball to the right side. Now gives it to Alasia, top of the key. Over left side to Elise Aislinn. I'll get it in a minute. Over to Jalen Holcomb. Bounce pass to Alasia. Stone Memorial opens up in a zone. Cross court pass to Aislinn. They get it inside to Worley. Takes a couple of dribbles. Back out to Worley. Holcomb, and the ball's intercepted. Turnover Riverdale. Long pass down low. Goes to Boyd. Goes up with a left hand. It's up and good.
I'm going to be giving you updates on what's happening with Oakland. 35-34, Bradley Central with 2:38 to go in the game. Oakland trails by one.
Here's Jalen Holcomb with the basketball. Aislinn takes a look. Gives it over now to Alasia in the corner. She drives. Throws it out to Jalen Holcomb for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Aislinn Hayes. She drives. Goes up with the left hand. It's short. Rebound, Aislinn Hayes again. Gives it to Holcomb. Little six-footer. Bounced, banked off the glass. Good. Jalen Holcomb with her first basket, and we're tied at two.
Oakland 36, Bradley 35. Under 2 minutes to play in that game. Oakland takes the lead again.
Buck has it. Gives it over top of the key to Miller. Now left side or right side to Boyd. They get it down low. They try to get it to Buck, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Stone Memorial's basketball. The Lady Panthers of Stone Memorial. And throwing it in will be Eldridge underneath their basket. They do get it inside, but dished back out now to Boyd. Out to Miller. Miller drives and throws it away. Turnover, Stone Memorial.
Also, another update, Bradley with a three. They take the lead by two, 38-36. Timeout on the floor, a minute 40 or so to go in that game.
2-2 our score here. Riverdale has the ball. Holcomb down low, throws it away. Another turnover. That's two for Riverdale here. Buck brings it across. Over to Eldridge. Eldridge spins in the lane, pushes up, too strong. Rebound, Worley had it. Now Aislinn Hayes comes away with it. Aislinn driving down the floor to the middle. Now gives it over to Acacia. Open for three, no good. Short, rebound. And Holcomb's going to be called for the foul over the back of Caps. So her first foul. So far the zone working pretty well for Stone Memorial, forcing Riverdale to shoot the ball outside for the most part. 5:55 to go in the first. Maddie Buck has it across the timeline. Picked up by Acacia Hayes. Now gives it over to Miller. Top of the key, back to Buck. Down low now to Miller. Miller had it for a moment. Gives it back out to Buck. Open for the long jumper. It's short. No good, and hit the wire, so it'll be Riverdale's basketball. 2-2, still our score. Well, I'm used to low-scoring first quarters.
We've had a lot of them lately.
We've had a bunch. Aislinn brings it across the timeline for Riverdale. Good crowd here tonight. Alasia Hayes drives. Now gives it off to Aislinn Hayes for three. Swish.
I think she really needs to get on track, John, if we could get her some open looks like that.
5-2 the score. Well, that's what you have to do against that zone. Penetrate, then dish out. There's a shot no good by Caps from long range. Here's Alasia Hayes. Spinning stops. They're going to say she carried the ball. I didn't see that. I thought, if anything, she might have walked, but I didn't see her carry the ball. Three turnovers for Riverdale. 5-2 Warriors. Johnny Parsley Memorial Stadium here, the Memorial Gym. Here's Miller over to Caps from the corner for three. No good. Rebound. Alasia Hayes gets knocked around, gets the ball, however. Brings it across to the right side. She goes over to Holcomb. Aislinn Hayes, another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Worley has it, and she walks. Was trapped with about three players on her, and she took steps.
That's four turnovers for Riverdale with 101 to go. Bradley Central 38, Oakland 36, 101 to go. Timeout on the floor. Here it's 5-2 Riverdale as we welcome in those who were listening to the Lady Raider broadcast on WGNS Radio. John Dinkins.
4:41 to go here in the first quarter. Maddie Buck has it for Stone Memorial. They have one field goal. That was off a turnover. Buck has it right side. Now gives it over to Aldridge, open for three, no good. They've not hit a three yet. Buck from about 15, no good. Haney's come into the game for Riverdale and pulls down that rebound for Worley. That's Garen Haney, the freshman. Over in the corners, Holcomb. Stops, gives it down low to Haney. Turnaround floater in the lane, won't go. And Haney's over the back of Miller, and she's going to draw her first foul. Right now, they are controlling the defensive boards. We've kind of struggled getting a rebound.
DeCoria Puckett fouls out for Oakland. 55 seconds to go. Bradley by two, and 1-1 for Bradley.
They get it down low. And by the way, Chloe Rourke is in the game for Stone Memorial. Back out to Buck. In the corner to Rourke. They lob it down low to Miller. It's intercepted, but Buck gets it back. Here's Eldridge in the corner. The shot is no good. And a whistle this time. It's on Stone Memorial, and I think Miller was the guilty party.
All right, so Bradley hit one of two. They've got another free throw coming up. So Bradley by three, and she hit the second one. So it's a four-point Bradley lead. Under 50 seconds to go.
Eldridge comes out, and Caps comes back in. Rourke is still in the game for Stone Memorial. Aislinn Hayes with the basketball. 5-2 Riverdale. They get it down low. Great feed, and Hayes is wide open. That's Alasia. Her first basket, and it's 7-2 Lady Warriors. Well, if you're Stone Memorial, you wanted to catch Riverdale when they weren't shooting too well. They may have missed their opportunity. And now she walks. That's Maddie Buck. Second turnover for Stone Memorial. 7-2 Riverdale.
They've not been, Stone Memorial has been ice cold from the field. Here's Aislinn Hayes over to Acacia. Looks for Alasia in the middle, drives, takes a couple of dribbles, banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Rourke comes down with it for Stone Memorial. Over to Buck.
31 seconds to go, timeout. Oakland trails by four. They have the ball, was fouled on a shot. The shot didn't go. They're shooting free throws.
Boyd down low, goes up, desperation shot, missed. Rebound, jump ball, Alasia falls over, Boyd. It's going to be a jump ball, and Stone Memorial is going to get the possession. Well, that was crazy. And there's some hacking going on down underneath. And Boyd may have lost a contact. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what
and
it looks
like.
We're going to go
search now, I think. It gives us time to talk about our friends at Parks Auction. Brian, if you got a second, we'll just throw it out there to them.
All right. Well, when you need results, immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, online at parksauction.com. You know, with Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
I think they found the contact, Brian. So I want to thank Stan and Bobby for contact help. Here's Caps in the lane. Turnaround jumper, good. Gave a little shove as she went in, but good move otherwise. 7-4 now, Stone Memorial. They brought a lot of people tonight. Here's the jumper that's blocked by Acacia Hayes and saved by Eldridge. Great play defensively. Maddie Buck brings it across. Now gives it over. Here's Miller for a long three. It's short. Rebound, Haney. Out to Alasia Hayes. Doesn't have the numbers. Let's see if she can create it. She does. A whistle and a foul before she can get that pass to Acacia. They don't have to have numbers sometimes. They really don't. Maddie Buck is the one that fouled, and it'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket with 2:10 to go in the first.
Oakland hit one of two free throws. They trail by three with 22.5 seconds. Bradley Ball.
Here's Holcomb. Stop, shoots, 15-footer, swish. Jalen Holcomb with a nice jumper. She has four, and the lead back to five. Maddie Buck across the timeline for Stone Memorial. Bounce pass in the corner now to Eldridge. Eldridge dribbles with the left hand. Nice, nifty move. Bounces it off the backboard. No good. Rebound. Aislinn Hayes just took it out of the hands of Stone Memorial. There's a block by Caps or Miller. Here's Buck. Over to Eldridge. The three. No good. Boy, they are putting up threes. Luckily for us, they're not hitting them. Here's Holcomb. Holcomb gives it over to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes drives, scoots, down low, Worley, wide open, layup good.
Nicely done there by Riverdale. 42-37, Bradley, under 20 seconds.
1:10 to go here. Riverdale leads it 11-4. Here's Buck, drives, dishes off, Eldridge from the corner, no good again. Rebound, Caps, back out to Miller. Miller to Buck. Buck thought about it, now brings it back out. Now she does shoot it. Takes that shot, no good. That should have been over in the back by Caps. Wasn't called. Buck has it. Gives it back out now to Rourke. Over to Eldridge. Here's Miller. Flips it back out. Caps for three. No good. It's short. Rebound, Alasia Hayes. With 35 seconds to go, 11-4 Riverdale. Pass to Acacia in the corner. Over to Holcomb. Back to Aislinn. They'll set it up for the last shot with 26 seconds to go.
Oakland going to lose the game down there, John. They trail by five or six right now. I can't remember. And Eggerow's fouled out, and it's getting very late. So it's not looking good for the Lady Patriots.
Lost too many players, didn't they?
Yeah.
Here's a steal. Here's Eldridge working one-on-one with Aislinn Hayes. Shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Goes up again. Blocked. Rebound. Acacia Hayes, and now double dribble with 1.4 seconds left.
That's six turnovers for Riverdale, John, and they're kind of struggling from that point. Only 4 seconds left in that Oakland-Bradley game. 42-37, Bradley Central leads with 4 seconds to go and a timeout.
There's 1.4 seconds here, and coming into the game is Katie Atkinson for
Stone Memorial. Trying to get it inside. They do. Not going to get that shot off in time. And that's your end of your first quarter with the score. Riverdale Lady Warriors 11, Stone Memorial 4. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
Here's my doctor, David Hopkins.
I'm excited to tell you about my Northfield Medical Clinic reaching its 25th year in Murfreesboro. I established the clinic to offer quality primary care that is both affordable and accessible. We also welcome patients with or without insurance. The clinic is open 7:30 to 5, and we have a popular Saturday morning clinic from 8 to 12 noon.
Northfield Medical Clinic, 234 West Northfield Boulevard.
Whether you're sick or just need a complete physical, just walk in and let us take care of you.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage here brought to you in part by our friends at Toots Good Food and Fun, Bud's Tire, Wilson Bank and Trust, Dr. Jeff Farmer, DDS, and Mills Family Pharmacy. Final score from Bradley Central, Bradley 43, Oakland 37. It's a final as all Oakland falls in the Sweet 16 round, but great effort there by Coach Jennifer Grandstaff and the Lady Patriots on the road.
Got water on the floor by the Stone Memorial bench, or they found the contact and they're sweeping it up under the chair. One quarter under the books, 11-4 Riverdale. And they get the ball and they start the second quarter. Here's Holcomb, top of the key now over to Alasia. Alasia dribbles, now gives over to Aisland. Down low, they find Holcomb. There was a battle for it. I think Alasia thought it was for her, and Holcomb was under there. Turnover, Riverdale.
That's seven turnovers, John, and that's something Riverdale's struggled with in recent games, and turnover bug continues tonight.
Eldridge has it. Now to Boyd. Boyd is back in the game. Caps to Miller. Miller between the circles, and Buck comes to retrieve the ball from her. 7-point lead for Riverdale. Miller gives over to Boyd, sweeping it around the horn now to Buck. Buck hesitates, now brings it over, now drives. Goes all the way in, puts it up off the window, no good. Rebound, Alasia Hayes, long pass to Aisland. Drives with the left hand, it's up and good, and she is fouled. It's going to be a three-point play, hopefully, for the Lady Warriors.
Well, John, Stone's not shooting the ball particularly well, and they have put up a lot of three attempts. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0 of 8 from the three-point range tonight.
It was bad. Here's the free throw is up and good by Aisland Hayes to complete the three-point play. And Riverdale's biggest lead now at 10, 14-4. Stone Memorial just needs to hit some baskets. They have not been able to do that. Here's Buck.
And that's a lot of that due to Riverdale's great defense. This could be much worse.
And it's Holcomb takes the ball away from Eldridge. Holcomb hesitates, now drives, hook, just a little push-up layup, and it's good. Holcomb was six. That was a pretty move. And there's a timeout on the floor here with Stone Memorial going to take one. And we will take one, too. It's a 30-second timeout here with Riverdale up by 12.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, 43-37, Bradley Central winning over Oakland tonight. That's a final score, and after one quarter of play, it's Clay County 17, Eagleville 13 in the single-A girls sectional on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Brian Baird keeping us updated here. To go down low now to Miller. Now dishes it back out. Here's Eldridge for three. No good. That's 0 for what now, 9?
9.
Here's Alaysia Hayes with a rebound for Riverdale. Gives it over to Holcomb. She'll try a long three. No good. Rebound. Acacia Hayes drives in. Misses the shot. Alaysia had the position. They're going to call over the back, I think, on Eldridge.
John Riverdale is one of four from three-point range.
Aislinn to throw it in. Over to Holcomb. Jalen's jumper. Good. It's a three as well. Didn't know for sure, but just got it in.
Well, that barely rippled the net there.
Got another timeout for Stone Memorial. We'll take 1-2. Riverdale now leads it 19-4 here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Stones River Mall, shopping centered on you. Online at stonesrivermall.com.
It's lunchtime, you're hungry, we know how you feel. Your mouth wants little Caesars, and your wallet wants a deal. Slices of deep, deep dish and a soda are for you. Hot and ready for $5.
And this is what you do.
Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's what makes the combo. Bite, bite, sip, sip. To the deep, deep dish combo mambo. For lunch.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford, Franklin Road, and Warrior Drive.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Sir Pizza, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osberg, Donut Country, and Parks Auction Company.
5:45 to go here in the second quarter of play. Riverdale now with their biggest lead of 15. Miller has it. It's 19-4. Here's Eldridge, top of the key to Miller. Miller drives, stops, drives in the lane, and puts it up with the left hand. Good. Miller's first basket. And the drought is over for Stone Memorial.
Well, another timeout by Coach Buck.
Holcomb with another three. We couldn't even get our commentary out before she drains one, 22-6.
Well, there's no more offensive slump.
Not for her anyway. Here's Eldridge with a rebound and a putback. Nice play. 22-8. Riverdale by 14 with 4:58 to go in the half. Here's Acacia, right side, crossover. They get it down low to Haney, who's wide open and puts it in. Great passing there.
Riverdale's hit their last three in a row, including two first bank threes, John, leading 24-8.
Here's a cross court to Eldridge. They get it inside the Cavs, who they say was pushed by Haney. It looks like she just lost her feet, footing there.
She just collapsed.
Yeah. Almost like somebody that had a knee issue or something.
Or like Yoda was putting the hex on her or something.
Haney draws her second foul. She's going to have to go to the bench. Worley comes back in. They get it down low. And again, we're on the ground, Stone Memorial. This time, Boyd comes away with it over to Buck, who looks back at her dad to find out what they want to run here. 4:27 to go. Riverdale leads by 16. Here's Maddie Buck. Stops, hesitates, now drives, gets a pick. Ball stolen away. You look down once, and you're going to get the ball stripped from you if you're against Riverdale. And Maddie Buck's going to draw that foul.
Yeah, four turnovers for Stone Memorial as well. John, Oak Ridge, a winner tonight, 59-42. So they'll be at the Murphy Center. Also Bradley Central, who defeated Oakland. And Science Hill leads by three over Maribel, the number two team in the state.
Lasia Hayes for three. Well, if you start playing zone, they're getting used to it. And they're starting to really gun them from outside. Here's Eldridge driving. She misses the shot. Worley gets to the floor. Great rebound. Gets back on her feet. Now they throw the ball away. Turnover number eight, I think. Seven, eight?
That is eight.
Eight.
John, 4 of 8, 50% three-point shooting tonight for Riverdale.
I can honestly say you won't beat them if they shoot 50% from threes.
No.
Then you're not going to beat them. 27-8. Of course, that could change as this game progresses, of
Well,
course.
Everybody's been zoning them lately.
Yeah.
They saw that in the district tournament. Everybody's watched film. They had a little shooting issue, but not tonight.
There's another steal. Alaysia Hayes goes up, and Maddie Buck is going to pick up her third foul, I think. And Alasia went into the wall right over to where the Stone Memorial cheerleaders are. That was a tough foul. But you got to do that sometimes to keep them from scoring.
Well, she's there. Official's going to give her a chance to kind of walk that off a little bit. That was a very hard foul. That Science Hill Maryville game, Science Hill leading by three at Science Hill. Of course, Maryville was upset in their region finals, so that would mean the number two team in the state would not get to the Murphy Center if they lose that game.
Alasia Hayes hits the first free throw. Second one is up, and it is also good. Alasia with seven. The lead now 21. I think Stone Memorial is going to do something, Brian. They're going to need to start getting it together here.
Well, they need to chip away at it significantly right now.
Ball stolen away again as Buck tries to drive. This time Eldridge saved it to give it over to Capps, to Buck. Back out to Capps. He thought about a three. Now stops, holds a dribble. Ball's almost intercepted again. Boyd has it. Drives, nice fake, layup missed. Boy, they have had their share of bad luck shooting. Worley down with the rebound to Aislinn Hayes. Over in the corner to Alasia Hayes. The long three is no good. Knocked out of bounds, going to belong to Stone Memorial.
Well, everybody thinks it's going in now when you put it up.
Yeah, including me.
and so what a difference a game makes, you know. The other night, everybody was just all worried and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I think sometimes you have games like that. And right now, Riverdale looking really good.
2:50 to go here in the first half. Buck has it knocked away by Worley, and now fouled by Eldridge. And Acacia Hayes takes a pretty hard knock.
John, I've been trying to do 100 things at once, so I think I'm okay here on the rebounds and the stats. But right now, I have Oakland with a 19-8 rebound advantage.
Well, early, it was Stone Memorial doing their thing, but boy, since I guess midway of the first quarter and on, they pretty much dominate, especially on their end, on the defensive end. At the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line is Miss Acacia Hayes, and the first one is up and good. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air.
Science Hill a winner, 55-52, final.
Second one is good. Everybody was worried about Riverdale's free throw shooting. What are they now?
5 of 5.
Okay, there you go. 2:39 to go here in the first half. 31-8, Riverdale. Comfortably in front early. Got a long way to go in this one. Rourke has checked in for Stone Memorial.
Eagleville, by the way, 20-20 with Clay County midway through the second quarter.
They get it down low to Miller. She has nowhere to go. Rourke flips it to Buck, who stops. Now gives it off to Capps. She doesn't shoot. 2:12 to go. Riverdale crowd really applauding the defense right now. Here's Eldridge for the long three. No good. Rebound. Alasia Hayes, who just grabbed it out of Acacia's hands, said it's mine.
Boy, and John, that attempt was from 27 feet.
Oh, great lob inside, but a great play. Saved, and Alasia missed the shot. That was a great play. What I meant to say, the defense by Eldridge was good. She anticipated that and knocked it away.
Well,
Hayes, Riverdale's ball.
Hayes tried to get it to Worley and knocked out of her hand, so then there was Alasia there to try to put it in.
Worley misses the shot. Rebound, Stone Memorial. Here's Buck over to Eldridge. Down low to Capps. Capps in the corner. Stops, now lobs it down low to Miller. Turns to the left hand, gives it back out to Capps. He'll take the three. It's no good. Rebound, Rourke. Back out now to Miller. Miller loses the ball, and they're going to call a foul here.
0 of 11 from three-point range for Stone Memorial.
And you get the impression that they're really a good three-shooting team, but it's not happening tonight for them.
Well, they're not getting a lot of open looks. I mean, the looks that they're getting, if they're open, they're from, you know, 27 feet out.
Yeah.
So you kind of like your luck with that, and I think a lot of it's due to Riverdale's defense tonight in this game.
Boyd to throw it in over to Miller. They get it down low to Capps. Capps turns. Little hook shot. Won't go. They're not hitting those either, though.
No.
And the rebound is Acacia Hayes, who throws it away to Aislinn. Boy, the only negative I see right now in this first half has been turnovers. There's 9 for Riverdale.
But Stone's only getting one shot at it, too.
Here's Capps down low. Gets it blocked by Haney. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. It won't go. Rebound Boyd. Comes away from there. She walks. That has got to be frustrating for Mike Buck, though. Six turnovers for them. They have, it's like a lids on the basket right now. Amy Josephson barking out signals to her squad. I don't know if they'll look for one here or not. I don't think they will. Haney stops, in trouble. Now gives it over to Holcomb. Stops, turns, 12-footer, good. Boy, it is not even hitting the net.
She has got that shot going tonight. I mean, her shooting, period, is just phenomenal.
She has 14.
26-24 Clay County.
Here's Miller inside. Yes, Miller. She has four.
Minute 12 to go in the first half there, and that one at Eagleville.
26 seconds to go. 33-10 now, Riverdale. Don't forget, Brian Baird, I think, will have the halftime stats for you, even if they're not accurate.
I think they're close.
Oh, you think they're close. Okay. I know that you were telling a lot of scores. Long jumper, Aislinn Hayes, no good. Alasia gets a rebound. Puts it up, reverses it, no good. Alasia got a rebound again, almost. Ball's knocked away. Acacia comes up with it at the horn. No good. And that's the end of the first half, but a good one for the Riverdale Warriors. They lead it 33-10 over Stone Memorial. Brian will come back, and he does have the right stats. Of course he does. Here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
The auction is a means of drawing people together for a quick, easy sale.
I've always been a big fan of auctions. You know, you get instant sale, no contingencies and everything. I've known the guys over there my entire life.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm there. Do I have a hi now?
Call Parks Auction at 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student-athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Your home, your auto, together they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. It's smart to protect them together. Give me a call at 615-896-2013 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
So, what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks. Auto, renters, frankly, any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me, 615-280-5792.
Hey there, I'm Courtney Brown, the great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Once when I was little, a neighbor of mine was ill, and I picked the buttercups from behind our house and walked them across the street, and I was so happy to see the smile on her face.
This neighborly concern has been the hallmark of Roscoe Brown for 75 years. You can always trust our family with yours, offering plumbing, heating and air, and more.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Are we actually going to use this?
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites, like chicken minis, chicken nuggets and strips, to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases, Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Time to take a look at scoring here. We're going to do that with also giving you a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard at the half. Clay County leading Eagleville 29-24. in the single-A girls sectional at Eagleville tonight. We'll keep a close tab on that. Bradley Central defeated our Oakland Lady Patriots 43-37. That's the final in that one this evening. Also in Class AAA, Science Hill defeated Maryville 55-52. It was Oak Ridge a winner 59-42 over Dobbins Bennett. PCA state champions in Division II single-A, a win over Christ Academy of Knoxville 41-29. Lady Raiders a winner 74-48 over FAU. And here at the half, it's 33-10. Lady Warriors leading Stone Memorial. Stone with Tessa Miller's 4 points leading the way. Emma Capps with two. Emily Boyd with two. And Alex Eldridge with two. They have shot the ball very poorly in the first half. You'll hear about that in a moment. Meanwhile, Riverdale shooting the ball very well here in this first half. 14 points for Jalen Holcomb, and two, including two first bank threes. 7 points for Alaysia Hayes. 6 points for Aislinn Hayes. 2 points for Acacia Hayes, Caitlin Worley, and Garen Haney. Nobody with more than two fouls, and Haney with those. And that's a look at your scoring here in the first half. We'll come back after this two-minute timeout and give you a look at the team stats as we continue. Riverdale leads by 23 in the sectional round. They're a half away from returning to the Murphy Center back in two.
Let's face it, higher is better. That's why everyone loves a penthouse or to see the world from a mountaintop. What makes higher better is the view. You can see right over the horizon. That's why First Bank CD rates going up is good news. You can view what's on your horizon and see a clear road to your goals. Open a CD at First Bank while rates are rising and get a bank with a great view of your future. FirstBankOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Who is St. Baldrick? You are. When you donate, volunteer, or get your head shaved, all for childhood cancer research. Join us for the 9th annual Bald in the Borough event on March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Go to baldintheborough.com to sign up. Be a hero. Help infants, children, teens, and young adults fight cancer. Sign up at baldintheborough.com. Again, that's baldintheborough.com.
Dreading your trip to the dentist? Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Farmer here in Murfreesboro, and the numbers show us that about one out of every three people fear the dentist. That's why I've been helping nervous dental patients for over 30 years. Our sedation dentistry and relaxed atmosphere will make your dental visit a dream. Call me, Dr. Jeff Farmer, at 615-895-3232. That's 615-895-3232. We can also help you on Fridays.
Cremation seems to be the talk of the day. This is Lenny Farmer again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. People are more and more finding themselves in the position of having to decide between full funeral plans and full or direct cremation plans. Well, it is a decision that must be made by someone at some time. The best time to decide your future need is now, and the best person to decide is you. You can take the burden of deciding off of your family by calling me at 615-893-2422, and together we can work out a guaranteed plan for you.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Team stats here. Riverdale leading 33-10, out-rebounding Stone Memorial 23-12. Shooting from the field, Riverdale 40% from three-point range, 4 of 10, 43% for the game, 12 of 28. Stone Memorial, though, 5 of 31 from the field, 16%, and they're 0 of 11 from three-point range. Foul shooting, 5 of 5, 100% perfect for the Lady Warriors. Stone has not gone to the charity stripe. Riverdale with 9 turnovers, Stone with 6. It's 11-4 at the end of the first. Riverdale with the lead. They increased that to a 23-point lead here at the half. That's a look at all of your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Loveless Fine Photography, and Winners Trophies. Got the second half coming up here for you as we continue here on State Farm Prep Basketball from Riverdale High School. Lady Warriors lead 33-10. We'll be back for the second half after this.
If you are a guitar player, I hope you realize that Music World and Drummers Den is a dealer for Martin, Taylor, Gretsch, Alvarez guitars. We do repairs and setups. We also carry Yamaha keyboards. We're a full-rounded music store with everything the local musician will need. I am Dan Mitchell. I do the repairs and setups. We invite you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den for the best that we have to offer in Murfreesboro. We're at 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
What if I told you there was a property renovation company that could get you into a home for under $200,000 and allow you to be involved in the renovation design? This is Wayne Coldwell with Coldwell Properties, and that's exactly what we do. Coldwell Properties is known for its outstanding quality and design. With Coldwell Properties, we flip houses into homes. Give us a call, 615-900-0480. With Coldwell Properties, we keep the customer first, 615-900-0480.
Hi, we're Ronstadt, and we can provide talent solutions across your business, any skill, anywhere. Because at Ronstadt, it's about more than just one hire. From IT, manufacturing and logistics, engineering and life sciences, to finance and accounting, we've got you covered. Ronstadt will help you meet your business objectives with the right talent at the right time through recruiting, workforce management, consulting, project management, and even outplacement. Let us show you how we can help. Contact us today at 615-355-3055 in Smyrna or 615-893-3333 in Murfreesboro.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros can help you out.
For service you can trust without the hassle, visit your local Bud's Tire Pros in town.
They offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include the nationwide warranty with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Time to get starting lineups here in the second half from Loveless Fine Photography. Winners trophies, Advance Heating and Air. Riverdale leads by 23, John Dinkins.
All right, for Stowe Memorial, it's Caps, Boyd, Eldridge, Buck, and Miller. They have the ball. They drive, they go up, the layup's no good, rebound, hassle for it, and now it's a jump ball. Riverdale counters with Hayes, Worley, and Holcomb. It'll be Riverdale's ball on the jump. 33-10 if you just joined us. Glad you're aboard. John Dingens, Brian Barrett with you. We'll take you through this sectional game, and we'll keep you updated on Eagleville, of course.
At Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard hopping tonight. It's at the halftime break, Clay County by five in that one.
Holcomb dishes out now, the top of the key to Acacia. Ball intercepted by Boyd. Two on one. Boyd has it taken away by Holcomb. And I don't like to disagree with the officials, but that was not a foul, and he couldn't see it from his angle. How's that?
Well, why didn't the guy that was trailing that could see it call it? Just saying.
But we're not supposed to be critical of the officials.
No.
He just didn't see it. He saw contact, but it was too with the ball.
Yeah.
Here's another fight for it under the boards and another jump ball. This time it'll go to Stone Memorial. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Taking care of me. He's keeping score, taking the scores, and keeping me refreshed.
Being critical of officials. Not too bad, hopefully.
Here's Miller. Dishes off to Buck in the corner. It's good for three. That's their first one of the night.
Well, they're 1 of 12 from three-point range now, so
Mike Buck hoping for a better third quarter from his Lady Panthers. They get it to Elijah Hayes, a little turnaround floater in the lane, good. That looks so simple. 4 points for Elijah. Buck brings it to the right side here. 35-13 Riverdale. They get it down low. Miller's open, and she scores. Tessa Miller with six.
Well, the shooting for Stone Memorial could go nowhere but up in this game because they just shot miserably.
Malaysia to Aislinn. Aislinn drives, gets around one, and the shot won't go in, but she's fouled.
Now, that's a patented Elijah Hayes or Aislinn Hayes move, isn't it?
Aislinn will go to the Toots free throw line. Toots good food and fun on Broad Street and South Church Street, plus in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. I forgot Catfish Day yesterday. Free throws missed. It's all my grandchildren want to go to is Toots. Where do you want to go, Toots?
They've got good taste.
Second one is up. Good. 1 of 2. She has seven, and it's 36-15. Here's a long jumper by Caps. This one's short. Rebound. Aislinn Hayes. Hayes drives, dishes off, tries to. Worley gets it. makes a move. It's blocked. Alaysia Hay goes up, and Boyd fouls her. Much better job of getting extra attempts at the shot off the boards in this third quarter. Well, they're going to say she was not shooting. And it'll be Riverdale's ball underneath. They get it to Worley. Worley to Acacia. Now to Holcomb, who's had a great first half. Acacia drives, throws it away. Boyd tries to save it. It'll be Riverdale's ball.
Oh,
they're going to call it Stone Memorial. There's no way. Amy Josephson is livid, and she wants somebody to ask for help.
That ball wasn't tipped. That's why Riverdale let it go out of bounds. So they're going to change it and get it right.
There you go.
Now, that's a good officiating crew there.
You didn't like them so much a minute or two ago.
Well, at least they don't let egos get in the way and
that's
make
right.
the right call.
Here's the lob into Acacia. Puts it up with the left hand and rolls in. Oh, me. 6 points for Acacia.
That's the shooter's roll, isn't it?
It sure is. Here's Caps again. And she guns one from outside. It's good. And you know she can shoot that three because she's been doing it. She just keeps going, but actually starting to warm up a little for Stone Memorial. They get it down low and no way to get it to Worley. It's out of bounds.
Sometimes you have to shoot yourself out of that situation, John, but down by 20, you've got to continue to shoot the three to try to get back in it, I would think.
They are from like 27 feet. They get it inside to Worley. It's blocked. Boy, they've done a good job on Caitlin tonight. Here's Boyd, drives all the way in, and a whistle and a foul on Acacia Hayes. Let's see, Worley with 2 points, but she has been, her shot, they blocked her shot about three or four times tonight. But they've got size, good size, Stone Memorial.
With 4:34 to go in the third quarter, Clay County 37, Eagleville 31. 37-31, 4:34 to go in the third on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Haney comes in for Worley. Free throw by Boyd, in and out. Rebound, Alaysia Hayes. 5:21 to go in the third. Riverdale leads by 20. Here's Alaysia. Ball's taken away by Buck. Buck getting down the floor quickly. Drives all the way in, and she's fouled by Alaysia Hayes. She was going so fast, it was going to be difficult for her to hit that layup.
And Alaysia was coming at her, too. With, it looked like the Roadrunner versus the Roadrunner there.
So Maddie Buck will shoot. First one is up and good. Maddie Buck with four.
You look over at her dad and see her height, and then you look at her. She definitely didn't get it from dad, did she?
I was looking for somebody 6'5". Free throw is good. Maddie Buck has five, two from the free throw line here. 38-20, lead cut to 18. Here's Riverdale. Holcomb gets it right side to Aislinn Hayes. Down low to Alaysia. Reverse layup, good. Almost impossible to block her. She goes from both sides of the goal, and Maddie Buck down on the floor and took a hard fall, and I think she's going to be all right.
Well, she actually ran into Acacia Hayes, John, and they called a foul on Acacia.
That's just it.
They just kind of ran into each other.
Accidental contact, really.
They didn't even have the ball.
I mean, that was just to go ready to get inbound play. Here's Buck. Drive, layup, no good. Nice defense by Haney, who gets the rebound. Over to Alaysia Hayes. Riverdale wanting to run. Here they come. Alaysia drives, reverse layup again, no good. Rebound. Stone Memorial. Alaysia Hayes steals it and scores. She just goes everywhere. 11 points. Here's Miller driving all the way in. The layup won't go, and she's going to draw a foul.
Well, Aislinn almost had the steal on that pass, and then Miller went to the rack and wound up getting by there. John, take a look at some of the other AAA scores. Lebanon leads Ravenwood 13-15 at halftime. It's Dixon County leading Mount Juliet 36-35. And no surprise, nothing out of West Tennessee. Houston leads 34-19 over Dyer County.
Miller hits both. She has eight. She leads Stone Memorial in scoring right now. Here's Riverdale with the ball. Alasia to Aislinn. They looked at Worley, who came back in. 3 second violation. Haney was in, but she drew her third foul. So Worley came back in. It's a 20-point lead, 12 turnovers now for Riverdale. Here's Buck. Riverdale in a man-to-man now. And they get it down low. Here's Rourke, and she brings it back out. The long three is up and no good. That one by Capps. And a whistle and a foul on Rourke.
Well, Riverdale is just doing a tremendous job on the boards tonight, John. 27-14 rebound advantage, and they're getting a lot of those. I mean, Stone is only getting one look at the basket for the most part.
So if you use the reasoning, well, Riverdale is not as big as they used to be, you would be wrong in terms of it doesn't affect their rebounding much. They get it down low to Worley, and it rolls in good. 4 points for Worley. It's 44-22. Here's Buck. Brings it around left side. Holcomb. They wanted a foul. Over to Capps. Miller in there anyway to Boyd in the corner. Boyd drives, layup, missed. Worley grabbed it, knocked it around, got it up to Alasia. Buck steals the ball. Boy, she is a little hustler, isn't she? Picked Alasia's pocket. Turnover 13 for Riverdale.
What she lacks in size, she brings in speed. She is quick.
And she threw the ball away, and it's going to be Riverdale's ball. Eldridge going to come back in. Stone Memorial unable to capitalize on that turnover. The lead is 22 for Riverdale. Now foul on Buck, and I have her with four. Well, maybe it's just three. I think it is three. 3:02 to go here in the third quarter. The lead's been around 20 most of the night since midway second quarter. There's a jumper from 12 by Jalen Holcomb. She's sizzling. She hasn't taken a lot of shots either.
Not in this second half, for sure. And they're 4 of 5 shooting. The last five shots, Riverdale is.
Boyd from the corner, it's good. It's a three for Boyd. Now you're seeing a little bit more of what Stone Memorial can do.
Well, I don't want to say Riverdale has gone away from defense. They've relaxed some, I think.
Holcomb missed the three. Rebound Worley. Akasia Hayes throws it to Aislinn. Aislinn fights off two Panthers. Shot by Alasia Hayes. First one is blocked. She gets a rebound and puts it back in. And we've got a timeout on the floor as Alasia Hayes puts Riverdale up 48-25. We'll be back after 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Norman and Beth Brown.
I was at a restaurant one morning and the waitress says, there's three little kittens trapped under an air conditioning unit. I was like, oh my goodness, we're in the business. Let me call my husband.
And I received the call. I immediately dispatched the tech and we rescued the kittens.
Three little kittens, so sweet. Meow.
Yep. Everyone goes beyond the call of duty at Roscoe Brown with heating and air, water purification, insulation, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
We can do great things on our own, but with teamwork, we can always accomplish more. At Wilson Bank and Trust, being part of an outstanding team has helped us serve and give back to customers and communities in Rutherford County for more than 10 years. We're grateful for all of your support, and we especially want to thank you for naming us your favorite bank in Rutherford County. We couldn't be more excited to receive this roofing. What an honor. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Also, State Farm Agent Andy Womack bringing you State Farm Prep Sports, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer, here to help life go right. That's State Farm Agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
48-25, Riverdale leads it. We're going to be doing this again to Monday night with the boys.
Eagleville girls have cut the Clay County lead to 3 with under 2 minutes to go in the third. 41-38, Clay County over Eagleville on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Here's Boyd. Sets up, scores. It's a 3. Boyd with 8 now. 48-28.
Well, John, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're 4 or 5 from three-point range this quarter.
Here's Hayes. Brings it back out. She was fouled and brings it back out. 1:41 to go. Over to Hayes. Hayes gets a pick from Worley. Tried to do a little pick and roll. Worley did not get open. Hazel has it, and now they're going to call a foul on Buck. It's kind of squeezing her out a little bit, you know, body contact. That's the fourth foul on Maddie Buck, and Caps is going to come in. Now, defensively, that hurts them.
Coach Buck is not happy. They're going to call a technical foul on him. Oh, it's a bench warning issue, not a technical foul. Coach Buck is saying that she walks every time when that foul is called. That is exactly what he said. Everybody in the gym could hear it.
Here's Hayes. Right side to Acacia. Acacia drives with the left hand, now gives it over to Alasia. It's a pick from Holcomb. Alasia hits Worley down low, and she's going to be fouled. 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Riverdale leads it by 20. Kaylin Worley going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They are built on trustworthy service and customer care. 615-893-7930. She misses the first one. Worley with four tonight.
6 of 8 from the charity stripe for the Lady Warriors.
Worley, usually a really good free throw shooter. Second one is up. It rolls good. Worley has 5, and the lead is 21 now for Riverdale. Oakland lost tonight on the road. What a great season the Lady Patriots had. Here's Aislinn Hayes, and she walked.
Well, that's after the steal, so kind of a double turnover situation there.
Well, and I think Riverdale fans wanted a foul, and Stone Memorial going crazy over there. They feel like they've got due justice now. There's a shot by Miller. It's no good. Rebound, Eldridge. There, I'm telling you,
it's
contact's getting rough.
Well, these officials are having a tough time making sure everybody stays under control.
Holcomb goes out. She's got 16. She's still the leading scorer for Riverdale with 51 seconds to go here in the third.
I think getting her out to keep her from picking up another foul.
Yeah, I think you're right. A little temper's flaring a little bit. Miller gets a foul.
We're seeing they went right back in there to where she would have been defending. So that's a great move there by Coach Josephson just to protect her player there.
And Miller will go to the free throw line for Stone Memorial with 48 seconds to go. Free throw is up and no good. How are they doing on free throws?
4 of 7.
Okay. Here's Alasia bringing it up with 40 seconds. Riverdale play for the last shot.
Clay County 41, Eagleville 38 going to the fourth quarter. 41-38, Clay County over Eagleville going to the fourth on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Let's go Eagles.
Here's Aislinn Hayes, gives it over to Acacia. Drives, bounce it down low to Alasia. She's up, and she's going to be fouled, and she'll go up. Should be shooting two here. Okay, I can't hear who that foul is on. Thank you. First shot, no good. Buck coming back in now with four fouls, and Rourke going to come out.
Well, you've almost got to have her if you're Stone.
Alasia Hayes will take another look at it. Eyes it, puts it up, and it's good. 1 of 2 for Alasia. She's got 14. Maddie Buck brings it across the timeline for Stone Memorial. She walked, I think. They give it over to Caps. The long three, no good. Short. Rebound, Buck. Turns around, shoots, misses. No good. Miller gets a rebound. They find Elders down low, and she scores.
That's the first time, John, that they've gotten a couple of rebounds.
And that's the horn, and that's the end of the third quarter. Riverdale right now comfortably in front. They lead it 50-30. We go to the fourth quarter for the Lady Warriors here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special-made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Our coverage brought to you in part by Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Franklin's Print Works. It is 44-41, 6:44 to go. Clay County leads Eagleville. Oakland dropped a 43-37 decision at Bradley Central tonight. More scores as we go later on.
Riverdale gets the ball as we start the fourth quarter. Aislinn Hayes has it taken out of her hands. Stone Memorial has it, and now foul going to be on Holcomb. And immediately TK Goff getting ready to come in.
Well, that's four on Holcomb.
Yep.
So
Jalen, I'm not sure, really wanted to come out.
And Coach Josephson's just saying, yeah, that's four fouls, so got to take you out right now.
TK Goff in for her. TK, the sophomore, free throw is up, and no, good, good, boy.
Bounced 100 times, didn't it?
6 points for Maddie. Second one is up, and it is good. Now, she's just a sophomore, too, by the way, Maddie Buck. Full court pressure. Worley had it knocked away by Eldridge. Acacia Hayes, and she's fouled. I tell you, Brian, and just both sides, it's getting rough, man, and they're going to have to really.
I've got the perfect word for
anchor
it.
Anchor down, as they might say if you're a Commodore.
The perfect word is chippy.
Yes. Free throw is up from no good by Acacia Hayes. Well, we bragged on them in the first half, and.
Well, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah. Here's Miller.
3 of 7 in the second half.
Boyd drives, gets a lane, finds it. Won't go. That ball was in the basket. Out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover. It's going to be turned over to Riverdale. That ball by Boyd was literally in the hole, and then came out.
I mean, they have suffered from a little bit of bad luck from that perspective tonight.
Acacia gives it over to Aislinn. Lady Warriors trying to go to the state tournament with a win here. They've got 7 minutes to complete that mission. Over to Alasia Hayes. Now left side, it goes to Aislinn. They lead by 18. Here's TK Goff. Thought about taking the shot, now gets it back out. Worley decides, I'm going to go for three. And guns it. Scores. Kaitlin Worley with 8.
Well, they left her so wide open, John, she just couldn't turn it down.
Here's Miller in the corner to Buck. They get it down low to Eldridge, and she turns and scores. Nice play there. Acacia in some trouble. They find Aislinn. She brings it up. And now a timeout going to be called by Amy Josephson at Riverdale and gives us another opportunity to talk about our friends at Parks Auction.
Indeed, they have been busy this weekend, and they're busy every weekend over at Parks Auction because they're a leader here in the Mid-State. They're the go-to folks for auctions. The Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug handle everything, all of it. Put their years of local market experience to work for you. You can trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Parks Auction. Their number is 896-4600, online at parksauction.com. With Bob and Stan and the power of Parks Auction, you can consider it sold.
53-34 our score here. Riverdale leads it with 6:21 to go in the game. Amy Josephson called a timeout, and Riverdale will have the ball.
John Lebanon leading in the fourth quarter late, 40-28. So it looks like former Riverdale coach Corey Barrett going to make a return to the Murphy Center, and the first time since early 80s for the Lebanon Lady Blue Devils.
He's got a good team, I tell you. We saw them here early in the season.
Mount Juliet leading by 11 in the fourth quarter. Nothing out of Arlington and Whitehaven. But let's see. Houston leads 40-35 in the fourth quarter. It would be a huge upset if Houston doesn't win that game.
Here's the turnover, Riverdale, and Stone Memorial gets the ball back. The jumper by Buck rolls, no good. Rebound, Aislinn Hayes comes out of there, and Eldridge fouls her. What they do is they converge. When you get a rebound, Stone Memorial converges on you. You got to get out of there in a hurry. Aislinn did that this time, and she's going to be walking up to the Steve Martin Construction free throw line. If you're looking for a contractor to meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 615-904-9639.
44-43 Clay County, 405 to go. They have a one-point lead on Eagleville, 405 to go in the game.
Free throw is good. Well, that's an eternity there. Aislinn has eight. Second free throw is good. I don't care what you do with Riverdale. If you try to take away one of their games, somebody else like Holcomb comes up with 16. I mean, it's just crazy. Here's the jumper by Caps, short, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Saved by Alaysia Hayes, and probably should have let it go that time. It'll be Stone Memorial's basketball. The Lady Panthers trail Riverdale 55-34. Under 5 minutes to play here now, or under 6 minutes to play here in the game. Trying to get it in. Still haven't. Now they do to Boyd. Down low to Miller. Miller, a couple of dribbles. Now back out to Caps. Caps, top of the key. Dishes off to Eldridge, who now gets to the corner to Buck. Buck drives, turns, little right hook, no good, and rebound. Garen Haney. Haney and Worley both in the game right now as TK Goff comes to the bench. Here's Lasia over to Garen. Garen Haney. Haney stops. They don't give her the shot. Now she's going to be fouled. They kind of had her there, Stone Memorial did, and then they reached in. So Garen Haney going to go to the free throw line. Well, we're praying hard for the Eagleville Lady Eagles tonight. Free throw is good by Haney. She has three. Oakland eliminated tonight. Second one is up, and it is good. Haney with four. 5 minutes to go in the game. 57-34 Riverdale. High post goes Caps. Now to Eldridge. And now a whistle and a foul underneath. And it's going to be on Riverdale. I think that might be Aislinn. Yes. Aislinn Hayes with the foul. So Miller will go to the free throw line. Leading score for Stone Memorial, Boyd and Miller both have 8 points. Free throw is up and good. She now leads the team in scoring with nine. Holcomb coming back in. She's got four fouls, but Garen Haney did a nice job for about 3 minutes there. See if Jalen can finish out the game. 57-35. The lead is 22. Now 21 as Miller hits another one.
Under 2 minutes to go in that Eagleville Clay County game. Clay County by one, 44-43.
How much time?
1:56.
Oh. Here's Aislinn between the circles. Now bounce past Alaysia, right side to Holcomb. Whipping it around to Acacia, left side, back to Aislinn. Well, Eldridge is all on her. She drives, gets in the lane, going to be free, and the layup is good. Got a little too close that time. Aislinn made her pay. Here's Boyd. Over to Eldridge for the corner for three. Too long. Rebound, Worley. Worley to Lasia. Here we go. Long pass to Aislinn Hayes, and now to Acacia, and she's fouled. Nice pass. Acacia was hammered as she went up for the free throw. Kasia has 6 points tonight. First one's up, no good. She'll get one more. Second one, good. Kasia has 1 for 2 there and 7 points. 60-36. Riverdale's going to advance to the state tournament. Unless they all five fall down at one time for a period of 4 minutes and something. Here's Buck. Buck to Miller. Now dribbles to the right side over to Caps. Well, Mike Buck calling for them to move. They've kind of gotten stagnant as well. There's a drive in by Caps. It's up and good. And he wants a timeout. With Riverdale leading it by a score of 60-36, we'll take 1-2. Be right back.
Technology with a personal touch. Mills Family Pharmacy can package your meds, whether you have one or over a dozen, by day or by dose. No other family pharmacy offers this custom medication packaging service for free. They can even deliver the meds to your home as well. And if you go to MillsFamilyPharmacy.com, you can get a smartphone app to manage refills. Modern tech, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on Highway 231.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Moorfield Boulevard.
Jeff Mullins here with us. And Jeff, you've got all kinds of wedding bands for any taste.
We've got 10 karat, 14 karat, 18 karat platinum. We have them in white, yellow, and also rose gold. What they call alternative metals. We've got the titanium, tungsten, ceramic, even Damascus steel.
Trust me, you'll find the perfect wedding band at Jay Mullins Jewelry.
352 West Moorfield Boulevard in the Heritage Shopping Center next to CJ's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
3:37 to go in this one. Riverdale leading at 60-38. Caps lays it up from the left side, and it's good.
It's after the 17th Riverdale turnover. Clay County was trying to hold the ball on Eagleville. Didn't work. Eagleville got the steal. Lizzie Thompson a hook shot. They lead 45-44, 49 seconds to go. Eagleville up.
Here's Buck. Takes a little short jumper that's no good. Rebound. Alaysia Hayes and Emily Boyd going to foul her. Well, you kind of gasped there for a minute, and I was a little worried about you. I thought it was bad news. Don't do that anymore.
It was good news there. Hope they can hold on to that lead.
Boy, has he been in some close games this year.
Man, I tell you.
Rourke is coming in, and Emily Boyd coming out. And Emily is a senior, and that would indicate to me that the surrender flag is probably put up, although that may be her fifth foul. The free throw is up and good. Well, it's not that we don't keep up with fouls.
It's really hard.
We just can't hear it from where we're at. Free throw and or see it either. For a second free throw is missed, and Stone Memorial comes down with it. I've been wanting to call them Stone Mountain all night.
Well, Georgia, that would be Georgia,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
20 seconds to go, Eagleville by one.
Caps. This is a reverse, and Holcomb down with the rebound, and she throws it away. And here comes Stone Memorial. Maddie Buck drives, layup too strong, rebound, and that ought to be an offensive foul, I think. Yes, on Miller. She gave a huge shove there. 2:42 to go. It's been all Riverdale in this one. They lead it 61-40.
Clay County scores 46-45 with 5.2. Clay County leads by one.
Oh, no, no, no. Down low to Worley. Stops, lets everybody go by her, and she puts it up and scores. On a great pass by Hazel and Hayes as well. 2:29 to go. Riverdale leads by 23. I'm going to kind of let you keep it pretty close there, Brian. And a whistle and a foul.
Eagleville needs a shot, needs to be fouled to go to the free throw line. Something here with 5.2. They trail by one. Eagleville misses a free throw. Clay County gets the look they wanted, got an inside layup, and that's what gave them the one-point lead.
Free throw is up, and it is good.
That from Jake Bolden of the Murfreesboro Post, who's covering that game.
How much time's left? 5 seconds?
5 seconds.
Second one is good. Miller with 12. She's the leading scorer in the game for Stone Memorial. Panthers still trail by 21 to Riverdale. Acacia Hayes. She finds Worley. There she is. Down low. The layup is no good. And rebound, Stone Memorial. Maddie Buck has it.
Eagle Bowl wins 47-46. They got a shot. They win it. 47-46 Eagle Bowl.
Steal by Alasia Hayes. It's up and good. She has 17.
Eagle Bowl's going to the state championships.
One on a buzzer. One on a shot on the buzzer.
47-46.
I'm telling you, cleaned those trophies, didn't he?
Man, mayhem in Eagle Bowl.
There's the ball that goes out of bounds. Now you've got me. I'm trying to watch the game over there.
Well, it's over. Eagles going to the glass house.
And now we'll wait for Monday to see if the boys can duplicate. And if they duplicate it, wow, that's going to be unbelievable.
Mayhem times two.
Free throw by Miller is no good. And now several Riverdale Lady Warriors coming in. We'll try to get them all in here. TK Golf. It's Ella Haney. Hosford is in. That's Lauren. Garen Haney is in. And Eubanks. And the free throw by Miller is good. We've also got some people coming in for, let's see, Atkinson is in. Skylar Dishman is in. Kenry Malone. This is all Stone Memorial here.
Michaela Haney. Michaela Moats had the game winner at the horn. Buzzer beater at the horn.
They get it down low to Haney. And out of bounds.
Eagle Bowl wins by one, 47-46. The stands emptied at Eagle Bowl, man. How cool is that? And Riverdale, John, there at minute 16 away from a chance to defend their three-time state championship. It's been a good night.
Cash has the ball. They get it inside, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Kenry Malone, and it'll be Riverdale's basketball.
I can't tell you how close Oakland was. They just got into some foul trouble down at Bradley Central and lost a very close game there, 43-37.
Garen Henry from the corner up, no good. Rebound picked up by Dishman. Over to Atkinson. These are a lot of freshmen in here for Stone Memorial right now. Long jumper off the rim, no good. TK Goff with 40 seconds. TK dishes off now to Hosford. Back out to Henry, who will take the three. It's no good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Going to belong to Stone Memorial. We're about ready to end this one as well. Savannah Lathan going to come in for Riverdale. So Riverdale going to make another appearance at the state tournament, Brian. It's just amazing.
Well, they're going for four in a row, which is unbelievable to think about.
And they get to rest for a little bit and think about it for about, what, 3 days? And they're back at it on Wednesday or Thursday, one of the two. Here's Atkinson driving in.
And it will be one of the two, John, because they're going to play AA the first four games on Wednesday. The last two games Wednesday will be AAA. The first two games on Thursday will be AAA, and then they'll finish around the semifinals or the quarterfinals of that tournament with single A on Thursday. So Eagle Bowl girls will play Thursday.
Atkinson, one for two, 65-45. 6 seconds, I think Riverdale just hold it. Henry Haney is there, and that's exactly what she's going to do. And the Riverdale Lady Warriors going to go to the glass house, fourth time in a row here. 65-45, and they will try to defend, I guess you could say that, they're going to defend their championship next week. Final again, Riverdale 65, Stone Memorial 45. And we will take a break, and we'll come back. It's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air post-game show from Riverdale High School here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
Every team knows which play can be a winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-890-0850. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-893-1417. And let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Hi, I'm Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows and present a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be lulled into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Contact me, Kelly Searing at F&B Mortgage, for great rates, great service. Or apply online at kellysearing.com.
Suite 301, 1608 Williams Drive, fnbmt.com. Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Stones River Mall, shopping centered on you. Online at stonesrivermall.com.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show.
Let the Ring Pro professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Now, let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
Well, a relatively, I'd say, easy victory for Riverdale tonight. They poured it on early and often and wind up winning 65-45. But it was a hard-fought game. It was a lot. There was a lot of fouls and a lot of shoving and pushing and just a real physical game tonight. But Riverdale prevails. They'll make it to Murphy Center once again. And I'm going to do things just a little differently. Brian, I hope you don't mind.
You're the executive producer.
But let's go over the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard because I think that's the most on what on people's mind tonight. And then we'll do the Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, and then you can wrap it up again. But let's go over that scoreboard because there's some big games still out there, and including this one won by Riverdale 65-45.
Well, we have two teams that are going to the Murphy Center from Rutherford County and Girls State next week, one being the Riverdale Lady Warriors by virtue of their 20-point win tonight here in the sectional, 65-45. By the way, that's the largest margin of victory tonight in any game. All the other games were extremely, extremely close. The other score, Eagleville Girls 47, Clay County 46. Michaela Motes hit one at the buzzer. Gave up two free throws, which gave Clay County a lead with 5 seconds. Motes comes down, drains the bucket for the win.
I'm hoping she's okay.
She may have been.
She was probably mobbed.
There's Jake Bolden's got a video online if you want to see the last 15 seconds there. And I've retweeted it at WGNS Sports if you want to follow it there. Just the mayhem on the floor at Eagleville. She pulls up, foul line jumper, shot at the horn, bounces twice, falls through, and that place goes nuts.
So, they are on an unbelievable run, I'm telling you.
It's like Lady Luck is on their shoulder, and hopefully that'll continue this week. So that's a look at those. In Class AAA, Science Hill was a winner over Maryville, 55-52. Science Hill was at home, but a mild upset there, I would think, with Maryville, the number two team in the state, at least in the AP poll. Oak Ridge a winner over Dobbins Bennett, 59-42. Of course, Riverdale's win. Bradley Central downed our Oakland Lady Patriots, 43-37. It was Lebanon 45, Ravenwood 33. So Corey Barrett. Lady Blue Devils for the first time since the early 80s when Campbell Brandon had them there is in the state tournament. And Mount Juliet 74-61 over Dixon County. So that's a look at all of those teams. Whitehaven and Arlington. Whitehaven leads by one, 59-58. See, all of these games have been extremely close tonight. Arlington was thought to get there, but we'll just have to wait and see. And the last score we had out of Houston and Dyer County was Houston 40, Dyer County 35. Houston at 28-2 was the other team that a lot of people really expected to be there, and maybe along with Riverdale to be the favorites to win it all this year. But right now they only lead by five in the fourth quarter. I have a feeling that game may be final, but we'll see if we can't get a score on that. So also want to mention PCA. Division II single A state champions with their 41-29 win over CAK today. So we've had a lot of basketball, and Lady Raiders win on senior day. It's just been all in all a pretty good day.
And you'll get to do all that over again in just a few minutes when we wrap up. But okay. I want to make sure that everybody listened and heard that. Loveless Fine Photography, players of the game tonight. For I'm going with Jalen Holcomb. She had 16 points. Alasia Hayes wound up with 17. Jalen got in some foul trouble, so we'll give an honorable mention to Alasia with 17. She had a good first half. Holcomb had a good second half. Holcomb had a great first half, so kind of measured it out. Those are our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. They are a Rutherford County tradition. That's Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over four decades. Loveless specializes in creative and unique senior portraits and are the official photographers for Blackman Central, Magnet, MTCS, Providence Christian, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. They've also been out here every night taking pictures, so that tells you how hard they work. They also specialize in photographing families, children, business sessions, bridals, and engagements. Call Loveless Fine Photography today at 615-890-1558 and view their gallery at lovelessphotography.com. They're located on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Our Craig's Tax Service keys to the game. Brian, I really think it was what was our halftime score? 33-10. I think the second quarter is where it really started to take off, and Riverdale took advantage of some very rough shooting by Stone Memorial to build up that lead at halftime.
I would wholeheartedly concur with that observation there by you.
Okay, you're not paying any attention to me. I'll go on. Tax laws can be very confusing and makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tax Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, bookkeeping services. They do it all. Call today at 615-890-2233. And if you missed part of the game, check out WGNSSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download or listen. Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church Street, and on Memorial Boulevard. That's pretty much what we've got in terms of that. We've got scoring to look at, and we'll do that. I'm going to read you the individual scoring brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. In fact, I think I'm going to read both of them and let Brian get ready to wrap things up here from Riverdale High School. For Riverdale, they out-rebounded Stone Memorial 36-22. That was a huge advantage. Riverdale was 23 of 47 for 49%. They were also 5 of 12 from a three-point, and that was for 42%. That's a really good night shooting. It really is. Stone Memorial only 25% from the field, 14 of 55.
They were 4 of 18 from 3. Riverdale shot 14 of 20 from the free throw line. That's an improvement for 70%. And Stone Memorial 13 of 17 for 76%. Riverdale had 18 turnovers tonight, but it was a rugged style of play tonight. It was really rugged, and I think part of that was attributed to the high amount of turnovers. And Stone Memorial had 11. Riverdale led 11 to 4 at the end of the first. They led 33 to 10 at half, 50 to 30 at the end of the third quarter, and wind up winning it by 20, 65-45. The scoring looks like this. Aislinn Hayes has 11, 17 for Alaysia Hayes. Acacia Hayes with 7. Jalen Holcomb with 16. Caitlin Worley with 10. Garen Haney off the bench with 4. For Stone Memorial, Alex Eldridge had 6. Emily Boyd had 8. Emma Capps with 9. Tessa Miller with 13. Maddie Buck had 7. And Katie Atkinson had 1. And that is a look at your stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. So Riverdale makes it again. Eagles in. We've still got some boys teams to decide, too, here coming up on Monday. Brian?
Yeah, and that will be, I guess we could kind of turn our attention here for a moment to that on Monday. We've got four boys teams, still alive with Central Magnet playing in the sectional round on Monday. And also the Eagleville Eagles will be at home versus Monterey with a chance to get to Boys State, not next week but the next. The Blackman boys will go on the road to Cleveland, and it will be Oakland at home as the Patriots will be at home versus East Hamilton. And we will have the Oakland-East Hamilton game on Monday night at 7 o'clock right after Rick Ensel Live. We'll get it right at the tip at 7 o'clock from Randy King Gymnasium as the Patriots try to get to the state tournament for the second time in 3 years. So congratulations to all of those teams, and we'll have a lot of info in the coming days on WGNSSports.com. With that, the girls' state tournament bracket is, the draw is tomorrow, okay? And I know that we're not a huge fan of the ping pong balls, but that's the way it's done. They put ping pong balls in a little hopper there and draw numbers out, and that's how they seed the tournament. So I don't know of a better way, so they do it the best way they know. I'm sure there is one, but that's the way it's done. So I wouldn't expect any brackets out until after 2:30 or so. It may be 2:45 before all the brackets are out, because they go over a lot of rules and regulations and stuff before that. So that will take place tomorrow at 2. So we'll know where teams will play. Riverdale could play on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Eagleville will play on Thursday at some point during the day. So that will be their schedule. And if you win that first game, you advance to Friday, where you play in the semis. And then Saturday is a girls' state tournament over at the Murphy Center. So that's kind of the plan. You'll know tomorrow where these girls' teams will be playing. Let's see. Trying to get one more final here, and I guess I can go ahead and do some scores here for you as we wrap up. First of all, baseball. Middle Tennessee split a doubleheader with Memphis today, losing 7-5 in game one, but winning game two 8-6. So they win the series with the Memphis Tigers with their victory yesterday as well. With tomorrow's rain, no MTSU baseball tomorrow. So now to the Lady Raiders, who were winners on Senior Day, 74-48 over FAU. Nice win for them. Also, it was PCA a winner over CAK, 41-29. As Coach Tara James and the Lady Lions claim the Division II Single-A State Championship. John, another score of interest in college basketball. The Tennessee Vols defeat Kentucky 71-52.
Revenge game.
Yeah.
They got it back.
They did indeed. In Single-A girls tonight, it was Eagleville a winner 47-46 as Michaela Motes hits a shot at the buzzer to win it for Eagleville. And it bounced twice off the rim.
Did it really?
Yeah, but it went through. So the magical season for Chris Lynch and the Lady Eagles continues. They'll be in the state tournament. Their first game will be at some point on Thursday. The Class AAA state tournament will have Science Hill, Oak Ridge, Riverdale, Bradley Central, Lebanon, Mount Juliet, Arlington, and Houston. All right. That's the field of eight for the girls' state. Science Hill, a winner, 55-52 over Maryville. It was Oak Ridge, 59, Dobbins Bennett, 42. Oak Ridge is the team that upset Maryville, and then they got the home game and beat Dobbins Bennett. Riverdale, of course, a 65-45 winner over Stone Memorial. Bradley Central, 43, Oakland, 37. I don't know if Egero or Puckett fouled out of that game, but they had four fouls. Oakland had some foul trouble in that game and almost pulled out the win at Bradley. It was Lebanon, a winner over Ravenwood, 45-33. Mount Juliet over Dixon County, 74-61. Arlington downed Whitehaven, 64-58. And it was Houston, a winner, 64-47 over Dyer County. And it was 45-40 at the end of the third. So Houston went on a bit of a run there at the end, 64-47. I think that is every score that we could possibly give from tonight. It's been a busy Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. But again, the girls' state draw is tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll have those brackets up at WGNSSports.com as soon as they're announced tomorrow.
All right. I gave you a lot of responsibility. You handled it well, sir.
Well, multitasking.
Yes.
You got it done tonight.
You're the best. That's going to do it for us. I guess we're done, aren't we?
We are out of here until next Monday night.
All right. For Dalton Barrett back at the station doing, he did a long day's work today. And Brian Barrett, this is John Dinkins. Until we see you Monday night, so long, everybody.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on News Radio WGNS, FM 101.9, FM 100.5. AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game.